So today I'm chatting to Matt Harrop, the man who makes Truck Festival happen. Matt, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Oh, no worries.
Okay, so let's start with the basics. For our listeners who haven't heard of it, what is Truck Festival?
Truck Festival is one of the better, or best as far as I'm concerned, small festivals in the country that promote lots of upcoming talent and surrounds them with a smattering of large artists. And in this case, this year we have Max Street Preachers, Jurassic 5, Codeline, Catfish and the Bottlemen, as well as like Oxford people like Pixel Fix. We've got Mayans, Inner Peace Records, as well as like many others, essentially.
So what are you personally most excited about this year?
I'm excited about this year is another sellout for us. So I love it when like you've been planning something all year and you just see it happen and then everyone else like enjoying it. That's for me, that is exactly what I enjoy the most about it. As well as that, I'm definitely looking forward to certain selection of artists. I could probably go on for forever, but personally, I'm looking forward to seeing the Mannix and Jurassic 5.
Yeah, those are the ones that I'd be most excited about seeing as well. Before we get onto them, though, you said that you're most excited about seeing everyone else having a good time. And my question is, as manager, do you get to enjoy the festival or is it going to be work, work, work for you?
It'll be work, 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 but I'm sure I can fit in some time and see some mates. Got lots of friends coming from the area, so that'll be good. And I'll go pop along to see them. Probably go see a couple of acts over the weekend. And I definitely will be going to see Jurassic 5. So
lovely. Yeah. Some of the headliners you got. You mentioned Jurassic 5 and the Manic Street Preachers. Both pretty major coups. I'm thinking especially of the Manic Street Preachers, who are multiple UK number one winners, Glastonbury headlining, they sold 10 million albums.
It's a lot, isn't it?
How did you manage that?
With Manic, they've always been an act that I've personally wanted to have here. We told them a bit about the event and the heritage of 19 years of being an independent music festival that promotes local acts and raise a lot of money for charity as well for our food units and donations during the weekend. I think it last year it was the local Rotary Club, the Didcot Rotary Club, who do a great job on their food halls. They raised over 50k. You know, we told them about this and they got on board and it was relatively easy, to be honest. I couldn't believe it. I thought there's got to be a catch here.
That's fantastic. The Mannix are known for being like an old school political rock band.
Yeah,
so that must have swung in. How about Jurassic 5?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
J5 again, because they were in our second announcement. By that point, we already had Manic Street Preachers. We already had Catfish and the Bottlemen, Circa Waves, Everything, Blossoms. They were all sort of already there. And they just sort of fitted in nicely on the support line, providing something a bit different. And they were keen as well. Do you know what I mean? Like they wanted to do something a bit different. I think like normally they play London-based events. I think they've done Best of All a couple of times. So it was something new for them. So we're really excited to have them. And they're not even headlining. Do you know what I mean? Like it's gonna be good, that one.
Fantastic. One of the things that caught my eye was the Veterans and Virgins stage. Can you give us a little bit of information about that?
So Joe Bennett, one of the founders of the event all those years ago, curates the stage, which is the Veterans and Virgins. The Friday day is the Virgins. They're the people that have come through BBC introducing all local acts actually spread across the Oxfordshire and Berkshire area. So we have lots of new acts coming through that day, headlined by sort of your bigger Oxford and back, so we've got Mayans on that day, and that'll be good. Then we've got the Veterans Day, which is acts that sort of have grown up with Truck. So you're talking acts that were there all those years ago. It's something that we like doing. We like having acts that have a good relationship with the festival across. So not just on that stage, you have like Mystery Jets are back again. We have lots of repeat people coming just because, people want to see that's the bands there. But on the Veterans Day, we've got people like Chris TT, Thomas Truax. It's just ongoing through that day. And then on the Sunday, we've got we've done a staging association with the Bullingdon, who I personally believe like share our sort of independent spirit. You know, they sort of competing against sort of bigger venues and they bring through like emerging acts, and what we've done is just try to curate a stage with them that's got In Heaven, Baby Strange, Abattoir Blues are playing on that stage, Blenavon. So that'll be Yeah, that'd be a great stage, as far as I'm concerned.
It sounds tantalizing, and it goes to what you were saying earlier about how Truck tries to combine some, really hard-hitting big-name acts with up-and-coming local talent. Fantastic.
Yeah, and that's just like one of our smaller stages as well. So we've got a lot of stages.
Truck is a themed festival, and this year the theme is wildlife. So tell us about that.
So again, in true liberal spirit, we like letting the audience of the festival decide what they want to do. We sort of compile all of the suggestions, see which ones, five we like the best from those suggestions, and then give them a chance to vote. And it won quite comprehensively. And I want people to dress up in all manner of ways. I've seen on Twitter some people coming as grass. I don't understand how they're going to do that, but that'll be fun, I'm sure.
Are you going to be dressing up?
Personally, I don't know, does a high vis count? probably not, but I imagine at some point I'll find my mates and they'll make me wear something stupid. So
I'm sure you can pick up discarded scraps of wildlife clothing.
Yeah, I'll be one of those weird animals that's sort of like not quite anything, but sort of something from like a child's fantasy book. That's probably what I end up looking like.
So last year you had a bit of an unorthodox theme. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, last year, so we always team up with two local record labels, Alcopop and BSM. Last year they used to be in the Barn. This year they're in a new stage called The Nest, just because that sort of music is ever popular. The festival is growing as with that sort of music, so the bigger tent can't just be in the Barn. But normally they would come up with a theme. It was the Grotto last year, which is kind of funny, sort of like in the middle of the summer. Probably normally touch wood, the hottest weekend of the year, and just have fake popping out, people dressed in Santa hats and such. But a lot of people asking why, but when they got there they think they understood what the crack was, so yeah. there's a slightly different thing to this year, but
a bit of a surreal touch that.
Yeah, we like doing stuff like that, do you know what I mean? Like I said, you got to do something a bit strange. I mean, this year we've just just before talking to you, we started a bit of a tete-a-tete with our dear friend Katie Hopkins, who's only just realised she's not allowed to come to the event. So that's quite fun. We do a lot of things just for a laugh.
You've mentioned earlier that Truck donates a lot of money to charity. It's got a bit of an ethical slant. So I was going to ask what Truck does to reduce its environmental impact.
Well, we work really closely with the environmental agency, the local people that look after that in Yorkshire. We also have a brilliant waste people, sort of like the unglamorous side of the festival. We try and recycle as much as we can. We try and encourage people to share lifts with our Go car share scheme. So obviously then we're reducing the carbon footprint of the event. In the past we've had bars that were purely powered by people cycling. Unfortunately, not here this year. I think it's a very important thing as far as festivals go.
Agreed. So tickets for Truck are now sold out. Is there any way that listeners can still get their hands on them?
I don't think so. No, I don't think. I think everything's all done. We are well and truly. So I can't believe how we're almost overwhelmed with the following of the event. It's just we've gone from 6,000 to 10,000 this year, and we still sold out earlier than we've ever done. For next year, though, just make sure if you have missed out, try and get in there. There'll be tickets on sale straight after the event.
You're too popular for your own good, Matt. From your perspective, the festival's going to end at the end of the weekend. How long after it ends do you have before you have to start all over again and start planning for 2017?
Well, literally, tickets go on sale at midday on the Monday. So it's next year done. We're already thinking about next year. It's our 20th birthday next year, so we're trying to come up with we've got so many ideas at the moment that we're just streamlining into something for the 20th birthday. You've got to see what's feasible. So at the moment we're at that big sort of whiteboard phase of what we're going to put, what we're going to do, blah 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 blah. So yeah, it's already going for next year, which is kind of weird, but there we go. That is the job.
It never ends. We're running a competition at the moment about where listeners and readers can get their hands on a couple of Truck tickets. All they've got to do is give their worst ever camping experiences. So you sound like a man of the world. I wondered if you had a worst ever camping or a worst ever festival experience. Yeah. share with us?
My festival experiences have been pretty good. However, there was one camping time where I don't know what had happened, like above the tent, but I think one of the poles had snapped and it was just collecting water. Hadn't realised that throughout the weekend of being camping, and then it just under the weight collapsed. So
no.
Like literally the water came straight through. So it teaches me to have a little crappy tent, really. So
have you got a better tent since then?
Oh man, yeah, definitely. I spend far too long in a field to have a rubbish tent. I would recommend it's a solid investment for everyone if you like going to events.
Matt, if people weren't excited before, I'm sure they will be after hearing you chat about it. It sounds great. Thanks awesome. So much for speaking to us today.
Oh mate, thanks for having me.